Our first finalist is Ghazal Mansouri from the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering. Ghazal's presentation is titled Greenhouse Gas Modeling and Quantification.
Every year, our planet gets hotter. In just the last century, global temperatures have risen by over 1°C, triggering extreme weather, rising sea levels, and devastating wildfires. But what are the biggest contributors? Carbon dioxide and methane. While carbon dioxide gets most of the attention, methane is 80 times more potent in trapping heat over 20 years. Now, picture this. Imagine you're standing outside right now and there is an invisible leak of methane into the air. You can't see it, you can't smell it, but it's there, spreading, moving, and potentially causing harm to both the environment and human safety. These gases are major contributors to climate change, but the real problem is we often don't know where these leaks are happening, how they spread, or how much is escaping. But what if we could see them? You've probably seen infrared cameras that let us see in dark and reveal things hidden to the eye. What if we could do the same for these gas leaks? If we can see them, we can track them. And if we can track them, we can stop them. That's where my research comes in. Traditionally, detecting and measuring these leaks requires expensive equipment and fieldwork, which isn't always practical or even accessible. Instead, I use computer simulations to model these leaks, essentially creating a virtual lab where I can test different scenarios without the need for costly experiment. Using an advanced software, I am able to model how these gases behave in the air. This allows me to trace where they are coming from, how wind is affecting them, or how far they could spread all within a computer model. But I don't stop there. Beyond mimicking real-world conditions, I developed a custom image processing tool that analyzed those simulation results and helped predict the leak path, and more significantly, the amount is escaping, bridging the gap between theory and hands-on solution to quantify. But why does this matter? Because this isn't just about research, it's about action. My solution could be mounted on detection systems to quantify leaks in real time in order to reduce environmental risks and combat climate change. In short, by making the invisible visible, my work gives the world a chance to act, protect, and prevent before it's too late to ensure a cleaner air and a safer future for you, me, and next generations to come. Thank you.
Thank you.